I work in a rural school in on the outskirts of Oxfordshire, which is predominantly non-black or Asian, so to speak. It's pretty much 90-99% white.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 to 18, mixed comprehensive school. That's where I work.
Okay, right. And then I want you just to say something about who you are.
I'm a British Asian Muslim. I trained here at the Department of Education here at Oxford. And I've been teaching now for 3 years with a specialism in physics.
Okay, next question I'd like to ask you is why you feel a global perspective is important in science teaching.
Yeah, the way I do this, to answer this question, is something that I've done with two classes at Wallingford. And the listeners can do this while I run it through. I get the class and I ask them, think of a famous scientist. A few hands pop up. And then I tell them, think of a white male scientist. A couple of kids put their hands up, the classic ones that come up, like Einstein example or Newton. Now I was trying to think of a white female scientist.
Yeah.
And with one class, one girl did put her hand up, but that was after about a good 3-4 minutes. And then I move on to think of an African scientist.
Yeah.
No hands come up. I think of an Asian scientist and no hands come up. Then I sort of open doors and say, any non-European scientist that you think's made a major contribution in scientific advancement. And most pupils can't go further, really, than the white male.
Mm.
And so the whole question, why does it matter, is an important question, and there seems to be a lack of appreciation of the contributions made by non-white scientists. In fact, for take yourself for an example. If your efforts were unnoticed or they were just simply hijacked by another person, you'll shout injustice. And Europeans didn't have a monopoly over scientific discoveries, but you can't be blamed for thinking that. Given the fact many predominantly white schools may have unaddressed racist attitudes, for example, there's a good book written by Chris Enge on this topic called Still No Problem, Things Are in Doubt, so science can provide a brilliant opportunity for teachers to address such attitudes and misconceptions towards other races and creeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to value the contributions, I feel, of non-white scientists in order to help give a more positive view to students from that particular ethnic minority group and the contributions of their own culture. But also, more importantly, to white students who may feel that human advancement has been spearheaded by white male Western scientists.
Yep.
The Eurocentric assumption must be challenged.